Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the NYU Podcast, Connecting with Our Culture. I'm Ricky.
And I'm Riley.
So, should we kick it off with news?
I guess we should. Let's start.
All right. So, to start off with connecting with our culture in the Czech Republic, we will be going to news around Prague.
Awesome.
Starting with International Roma Day, which was celebrated in Prague on Monday, April 8th. Big tradition.
Awesome. I heard that some of the kids from the Gypsies to Roma class actually took a field trip and went out to go see some of the festivities around the city.
They did. In fact, it was posted on the NYU Prague Instagram.
Oh my God. You guys, everyone go check it out at NYU Prague. Make sure to follow the Instagram.
Make sure to enter it all in lowercase.
All lowercase at NYU Prague.
In other news, a Czech snowboarder, Ester Ledecka, hope I'm not butchering that, won Snowboarder of the Year.
Whew, what a title. Ricky, can you snowboard?
I cannot snowboard for my life, but I can ski.
Oh, okay. How would you rate your skiing skills on a scale of 1 to 10?
Last time I skied in Utah on a black diamond, so I'd say pretty good.
Okay. Not to toot your own horn or anything.
No. But yeah.
All right, word. What do we have up next?
Up next, a legendary deli that is over 100 years old in Prague called the Lahud Kezilski Kshik closed very recently, and now the citizens are mourning it.
That is such a blow. I think as New Yorkers, we can really relate to the importance of delis in our culture.
Definitely.
Yeah, what's your go-to deli spot?
Heavenly Deli, the one near Alumni.
Oh, okay. And what's your order? What are you ordering? Drink and food.
Drink and food. Number 9, I'm pretty sure it's the roast beef one.
Okay.
With either a Coke or a water or just nothing, because I'll have water in my dorm.
You're just hungry. You're just ready to grub. I get it. Heavenly Deli has everything you need.
What about you?
I think my go-to would probably be a lemonade or a kombucha, and then probably chicken over rice or... Okay, he's shaking his head. Chicken over rice or a quesadilla.
I see. I've never had a kombucha in my life.
You should try it. The probiotics are excellent.
Okay.
Great for you.
Noted for when I return to the States.
Yeah, I can't find any here.
And most importantly in our news segment, as much as we mourn the loss of a deli, we might also mourn the loss of Czechia losing its place in the top 10 safest countries. It is no longer number 10, but now number 12, being replaced by Denmark and Finland.
Yikes! Don't tell your parents, kids. We promise. Prague is safer than it seems.
It is very safe. We have quiet hours from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Streets are silent. And I can say, as a woman, I do feel pretty safe walking the streets alone at night, especially because most of the neighborhoods are like very family oriented and people tend to keep to themselves.
It's very clear that safety is of the utmost concern, despite what Europe may think.
Exactly. We disagree with Europe's decision.
Yeah. The EU is not always going to be on the united front.
Ooh, okay. We're getting political on the pod.
Yeah. It's classified content.
All right, what do we have up next?
To connect with our culture a bit more, we should go to the titular culture segment hosted by Mason and joined by Liv.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So I know you've been to a few jazz clubs, and I was hoping you could talk a little bit about them.
Totally. I think the jazz scene in Prague is super cool, especially because I've heard that a lot of the classical and very well-trained musicians jam out and play jazz at night, which I think is a testament to their skill. So I've been to 3 so far, and I've had a great time at all of them for different reasons. The first one I want to talk to you about is Jazz Doc. Have you been?
I have not. I've been meaning to go, though.
You must. It's in Smíchov across the river from Old Town Square, and it's along the river, so the building has glass windows. It kind of gives you the illusion that you're on the river listening to jazz, which I thought was super cool when I went. And it's very modern, and I'm under the impression that a lot of the performers there have their own kind of modern twist on jazz. I went with my jazz ensemble class because our professor was playing, and his group was just amazing. I would highly recommend going. It's just a cool space, and I think they have really high quality performances there.
Nice. I definitely will go. What other clubs have you been to?
The other one I went to was Jazz Republic, which is underground, typical basement jazz club, and it's close to Old Town Square. I would recommend, if you're interested in going, to check the schedule online and see who's playing, to see what kind of jazz is on that night. And a cool thing about Jazz Republic is that there's no fee for admission, so all you have to do is go online to their website and reserve a spot ahead of time, and you can choose your table and everything, and then when you get there, you'll get your seat, and they have a full bar, and they even have food, like nachos, which I would recommend. And it's a great atmosphere as well. They also have free posters, which I would recommend taking advantage of. Yeah,
that's very convenient. So what's the last one you went to?
The last one is Agarta, which I know you've been to as
well.
Yeah,
I have.
What are your impressions of Agarta?
I loved it. I liked kind of how small it was. It felt very personal. You're right in front of musicians. There's never a ton of people in there. It's just a very small room. So I really enjoyed it when I was there.
Right. Agarta is super close to Old Town Square, and it's a very cozy cave-like setting with exposed brick. And I felt like you said, it's very intimate. And out of the three, this one felt like the most intimate venue. And we got to see our professor, Tony Ackerman, perform there, which was super special. I think this one might have to be my favorite out of the three. But they're all wonderful for different reasons. Have you been to any jazz clubs?
Yeah, so just this past week, I went to Jazz Club Ungelt. Also, your typical cellar jazz club has an admission fee. I also, like with Jazz Republic, highly recommend looking who's playing ahead of time. That way you can know what you're walking into. But the atmosphere is really good. Same thing with like the exposed brick and a nice little intimate setting. So it was good.
Lovely. I'll have to check it out.
Definitely.
Well, that's what I have in regards to jazz clubs. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on.
All right. Thank you so much to Mason and Liv. Really appreciate it, you guys. I think you have a really unique perspective on music in the city, you know, being music students and all music tech students.
Thank you.
Yeah. So up next, we have Grace Tan, who is going to be taking us around one of the Czech Republic's largest flea markets. It's located in Prague 9, and it is open all year, including in the winter, from 6 to 2. I heard it's a pretty local spot, like pretty authentic. Lots of people selling like their personal items, vintage things, stuff they want to get off their hands.
Wow. I'm a big avid collector of vintage stuff, when it comes to thrifting at least, so that might apply to more things.
Cool, that's awesome. I also heard that they managed to snag an interview with a local Czech vendor who's selling glassware.
Wow, that is awesome. Let's see how that reflects the culture of Prague.
Take it away, Grace.
Hello, Progcast listeners. I'm currently standing inside the U Electri flea market, which is the Czech Republic's largest flea market. Today, I'm on the hunt for some unique antiques or artisanal pieces that I can take home as a souvenir. Me and Ian are going to be checking out as many stalls as we can and let you all know if it's worth making the trek out to Prague 9.
Let's go.
So we just took a lap around the market, and this place is huge. It's a pretty good mix of new stuff and old stuff. It's definitely very local. There aren't very many tourists here at all, and very few sellers speak English. But I think this place is a really good place to stop by if you are a history buff. There's a lot of collectibles here, a lot of old currency and some medallions and pins from the communist era. There's also a lot of jewelry and brooches if you're interested in that, some glassware as well. We actually stopped by a stall that sells uranium glass and had a conversation with the owner.
Uranium glass originates from southern Bohemia, from the mountain range of Šumava. A man basically founded a glass works, and he found out that by including the oxide of uranium, the glass would get an interesting effect, color effect. And he named this effect after his two daughters. The one is called the Anna Gelb, the yellow one, and the other one, I can't remember the name, you must look it up. And that's the green, Teresa Green, let's say, Teresa Green, okay? Here we have some examples of basically the period between the First and the Second World War, which we call the First Republic. During that time, uranium glass became extremely popular, and people even had you get a special spa with radioactive water and radioactive mud and whatever, and that's considered to have curative properties.
So we've stopped at one of the food stalls in the market and got some kielbasa and a little raspberry soda. Some information if you want to check this place out. There is an entrance fee for 50 Czech crowns, and most stalls only take cash. It's also open till 2 p.m., but a lot of sellers start packing up early, so if you want to check it out, I would say come around 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. The prices here are pretty good because it's out of the city center, so if you're looking for a souvenir on a budget, I would definitely recommend to check this place out. If you want to check out flea markets that might have more touristy souvenirs, I would suggest checking out the one at Náměstí Míru. It's only open on the last Saturday of every month, but from what I've heard, there's a pretty good selection of different souvenirs that you can take home. Thank you for joining us on our little exploration of Prague's flea markets. We will see you in the next edition. Bye!
Thank you, Grace, for that very lovely tour of the flea market. Up next, we are joined by Ian and our German professor, Professor Joseph Auger, who will be speaking with him at Café Lurve and explaining his history as an Austrian immigrant adjusting to the culture of Prague and the Czech Republic.
Wow, I feel like we can relate to that a little bit. There's definitely been a few culture shocks I've experienced moving here and, you know, living in Europe for the first time.
Yeah, me as well.
Like the Czech stare, when they just kind of stare at you and there's no malice or interest even, they're just kind of looking at you.
No,
like,
seriously.
That was something that is like very culturally significant in the Czech Republic, I feel, the stare. Have you experienced anything like that where you're like, whoa?
A couple times on the tram. I think about something that one of my classmates said on day 3 of orientation. She was like, so if they stare at us, can we just stare back?
Initiate a staring contest.
Oh, yeah.
I notice they tend to look away if you stare back.
I feel like they're intimidated when you give them a taste of their own medicine.
It's the New York stare.
Yeah.
We're staring, you just can't see.
Okay, so on that note of adjustment, let's take it away, Ian.
Yeah.
Hello guys, today I'm here at Café Lurve with my German professor, Professor Auger. Could you introduce yourself a little bit?
Thank you for inviting me today. I've been living here in Prague for quite a long time. I came to Prague in 91, so over 30 years ago, just about 1.5 years after the Velvet Revolution. Mm-hmm. And I always worked as a German professor here in Prague. But the first 7 years I was teaching at the Czech University of Economics for 7 years, and then I got the offer of NYU to teach at NYU, and then I moved to NYU, and from the very beginning, that means since 97 or 8, I'm not sure now, I'm teaching German at NYU in Prague.
That's very cool. And could you give our listeners a bit of a background on where you grew up before you moved to Prague?
A couple of years ago, I was born in Austria, in the western part of Austria, actually in a small village surrounded by mountains. So I'm from the countryside, and I grew up there. And then I studied first in Innsbruck, which is a university town in the western part of Austria. And then I moved to Vienna. At the end of the 80s, I finished my PhD at the University of Vienna. And 2 years later, I moved to Prague.
Could you give us a reason why you decided to choose this restaurant today?
Yes, with this restaurant is Café Louvre, which is, I don't know exactly how old, but they founded it in the 90s. So it's maybe about 30 years old here. They stick to their quality and they have good food. And the main reason is it's a kind of Austrian Czech restaurant. It's the mixture of a typical restaurant with food according to the monarchy tradition. So the coffee tradition and cuisine tradition here refers to the monarchy tradition. That means there is an Austrian, but mainly the Czech influence. It shows also the the history of Prague and Central Europe, which means it was the monarchy till 1918, till the end of the Second World War. And this means this was a multilingual, multicultural monarchy. Mm-hmm. The people usually spoke a mother tongue, but they had to spoke one or two more languages.
Right. Okay, Professor, could you tell us a little bit about what you had today?
Yeah, but unfortunately, I didn't have a very typical Austrian food today, but a friend of mine had Wiener Schnitzel. I recommended him. Hopefully, he enjoyed it. This is, for example, a typical Austrian food. I had chicken and potatoes and salad, just a small portion. But Wiener Schnitzel, for example, is a very typical Austrian food, and you can get it here in this Café Louvre, in this restaurant.
And Professor Auger, what do you think is a more traditional coffee that people should order if they want to have a Viennese-style coffee house experience?
Don't order American coffee. That's the first recommendation. Like in the traditional Viennese cafe, you have a big choice of coffee, from the Italian type of coffees, espresso, cappuccino, caffè lungo. Then you have so-called Viennese coffee, and you have a kind of caffè latte, but this other type. So check it out. Yeah, mélange, for example, is another type. Yeah, it's difficult to describe. You have to taste it. Yeah, so maybe start with a Italian type of cappuccino, you know already, and then next time try mélange or a Viennese coffee.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on this interview. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Ian. Really appreciate it. Love what you had to say. And thank you so much to Professor Auger. We really appreciate your time. And unfortunately, on that note, we will be closing out this episode of the pod.
Well, thank you all for listening thus far. I hope you all have gotten a chance to experience the culture of Prague, or just the culture of Ricky and Riley.
Yes, regardless if you learned more about Prague or more about us, we hope you enjoyed. I know we did. Please make sure to follow us on all socials. We'd really appreciate it. We are NYU Prague-cast on most socials. Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all three. Make sure to follow us, like, comment, anything helps.
Tell us about the Facebook, because Riley cannot log into it still.
I have been banned from Facebook. Don't know why. So maybe you can also petition to Mark Zuckerberg about that. Would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Free me. Let me back in, please.
Free Riley, guys.
Free Riley, and I hope everyone else has a wonderful rest of their week. Make sure to check out some of the spots that Ricky, Mason, and Liv suggested around Prague if you're living here. And with that, we're going to say thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.